Convicted Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger will be back in the public spotlight later this month as a film about his crime starring Johnny Depp opens around the country. The film, Black Mass, has already screened at the Venice Film Festival. WBUR's David Boeri was in Italy to check out the hoopla and the tension surrounding the movie.
On the island of Lido, movie stars arrive from Venice in sleek water taxis trimmed and decked in mahogany and teak. They're called motoscafi, and their big engines await the throttle. This is how Jake Gyllenhaal entered the cinema, through hordes of paparazzi along the canal. But Jake is no Johnny. And when Johnny Depp arrived, there were thousands of fans and paparazzi. Depp came to the red carpet with a recent string of rotten movies like Mordecai and The Lone Ranger that have raised questions about his future. On one arm, he had his wife, and on his other arm, it seemed, a gangster who was here in spirit, if not body. James Bulger loved big engines. He put them in his getaway cars. And he loved islands, although his favorite was Alcatraz. He did a prison stretch there in the 60s. In Venice, where the architecture and decor are different, Bulger's story rode in like a parrot on a pirate's shoulder, because the guy who made a career of killing people and burying them may be bringing Depp back from the dead.
You can stop me if you try, because the devil is alive.
But the devil is no lie in Black Mass, the movie named after the book and the devil worship used to describe the corrupt deal that brought Whitey Bulger into the fold of the FBI and made it work for him. Actor Jesse Plemons, playing Kevin Weeks, the young thug Bulger recruited as his lieutenant, tells the creation tale, as well known to greater Bostonians by now as the Voyage of the Mayflower.
In the beginning, Jim was a small-town player. And the next thing you know, he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
Enter FBI agent John Connolly, played by Australian actor Joel Edgerton, with a not-bad Boston accent. Connolly grew up in the same South Boston project as the Bulger brothers, and the movie characterizes him as the zealous driving force who unleashes the dogs of war, namely Bulger and his co-killers.
I can help you, Jimmy. You can help me. It's an alliance.
That's the Black Mass. For Bulger was the devil himself, a psychopath the FBI decided would succeed, while the mafia would fail. To get Bulger right, the coal-eyed Depp is transformed by makeup artists into a face that's all menace. Eerie skull, penetrating ice-blue eyeballs, and slick-back hair that looks like wire cables. But makeup isn't acting, and if Depp looks like a lizard, he's pretty much a prisoner of the mask. Although, in real life, Bulger was not much more than a lizard. Johnny Depp, who Bulger would not talk to, says he shot from the hip to get Bulger's character down.
He was complicated, and it was a part of him, as I said, that, you know, he would take in little old lady's groceries into the house. I mean, he, you know, and 10 minutes later, he might be bashing someone's skull in. But to him, that was what he knew. That was all he knew.
If caring for your mother, loving your son, and being nice to little old ladies makes a killer complicated, call Bulger complicated. But not that complicated. The range of his character and Depp's performance extend from second base to short, not first to third. The murders come with close-ups. Bulger strangles men and women, strafes his victims, and shoots them in the head.
It's not what you do. It's when and where you do it. And who you do it to or with.
That's the advice Bulger gives his 6-year-old son. And he adds, if no one sees it, it didn't happen. But the whens, wheres, and whos in this fictionalized account make hash of the sprawling real story. It suggests Bulger became what he was because his son died, and then his mother died too. It imbues Connolly with too much influence on both Bulger brothers, and it puts too much blame on Connolly alone. Truth is, no one in the FBI ever challenged Connolly directly. But many benefited from the devil's deal and either helped out or looked the other way. As the day of reckoning approaches in the film, a federal prosecutor puts this question to Connolly.
How come no one has nailed Whitey Bulger? He seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying he's clean.
Well, what's Bulger done?
What's he done? Everything.
That he got away with everything for so long and then even got away points not just to Connolly, but to all the others who empowered, enabled, and emboldened him. Some even took Bulger's gifts and, according to prosecution witnesses, his money. Yet, in the interest of simplifying the story, the movie ignores the institutional corruption inside the Bureau and the Department of Justice. In Spotlight, the film about pedophile priests protected by the Catholic Church, Boston Globe reporters uncover the protection given from the top down by the cardinal and bishops. In Venice, that film won 3 minutes of ovation after its first public showing. In comparison, Black Mass got only brief and polite applause, even with Johnny Depp in the house. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri in Venice.